Hello, everyone. I'm Trent Luce. Welcome to the journey we call Colorado Trails and Tales. Jump on in the Luce Tales Food Link Chuck Wagon. Then we will tool the region, the country, the globe. We will look at the news stories of the day. But at the end of the journey, it is going to be up to you by yourself to determine how and if this information might actually affect us living this way in the good old U.S. of A. Word of warning, it's a Monday. Columbus Day Monday. Marty Beard, Marty on Monday, standing by. And I know enough about Marty to know that he's wound for sound, just so you know. Before we get to Marty and what he's got up his sleeve, I went to Google this morning. And if you're a Google user, I am. I don't know if I need to be or not. And if I don't need to be, I need to get out of it. Because today is Columbus Day. I think it's officially the 14th. We celebrate it today. And Google always has a picture, some commemorative item, saying tribute to the individual that we recognize on a given day, Cesar Chavez, whoever it might be, Martin Luther King, you name the person, they're there. Go to Google today. No picture of Columbus. No mention of the new world and the opportunities. In fact, if you go to Twitter, you'll see that Columbus Day is trending. And I can't count them all, obviously, because they're in the thousands, if not millions, of tweets. And about 5% of them are positive sentiments about Columbus. Most of them are Columbus haters, because apparently Columbus took slaves. He talked about capturing and subduing these American Indians into slavery and who knows what else. And so, obviously, we need to stop celebrating Columbus Day. Well, wait a minute. Why did Columbus come to the New World? Of course, he thought he was in Asia. Asia, at the time, was the golden goose, where all of the economies of the day in the late 1400s were the thing. But the Muslims were coming from the coast of Africa to Europe and taking slaves as prisoners, taking them back to the Gold Coast of Africa. This is research Robert Davis from Ohio State University, who I have now placed a call into, wrote a book in 2014, and it is called Christian Slaves, Muslim Masters, White Slavery in the Mediterranean, the Barbary Coast, and Italy from 1500 to 1800. And his research, Robert Davis, professor of history at The Ohio State University, estimates that between 1 and 1.2 million white Christian slaves were taken by the Muslims to Africa. Again, from 1500 to 1800. Am I somehow justifying Columbus by saying that? No. What I'm saying is, it was the way it was. That was the thing of the time. And that is what the New World brought about. Let's think about what Columbus did. Columbus sailed the ocean blue in 1492. All right? And he brought along with him a whole new idea. Oh, there were diseases, no doubt, that brought along. But it is and always has been a survival of the fittest. And these white Europeans came and found a way to turn this nation into the greatest opportunity for equality in the world. Of course, we lived through a period of slavery in the United States, in a portion of the United States. Did we fix it? Absolutely. So everything that we should be celebrating Columbus Day for today is not the individual himself, but it's about the ideal. The idea that we can move a nation into what is best for promoting human life and respecting it to its fullest. That's the reason that we cannot. You hide Columbus. You hide the quest to find a greater life for human beings. And you lose a huge part of what we don't want to repeat. One of the reasons that we continue to spiral in our nation today is that people are not well-versed enough on what history has actually been about. And once you learn about history and you learn about how Caesar forgot what was best for the people and was doing what was best for the leaders and himself, that's when they failed. Do we want to live in that 200-year cycle that everybody says a country is going to flourish and then diminish? Or do we want to learn from our past, the good, the bad, the ugly, the beautiful, and build upon it? That's the camp I'm in. Let's learn what actually happened in history instead of trying to hide what we think is wrong. History is history, people. If it happened, it's history. It's a selective portrayal of the truth of history that gets us in trouble. It's just that simple. You can't package it or position it any other way. Hiding the truth, that's no different than trying to hide the horrific treatment of primarily the Jews in Nazi Germany. It's been told, it was said, document this because there will be people denied that it happened one day. And we see that now, don't we? Don't deny what Columbus did. Don't deny what I do. Don't deny what Donald Trump does. Learn from it. Be better. Find out how to improve human life. A to Z, no GPS technology, the journey, Colorado Trails and Tales. See you tomorrow. I want to just give you one more little reminder to go to the website, superiorlivestock.com. The future of agriculture is twofold, folks. Kelly and I often talk about how can we add more value to what it is that we're doing. When we produce the essentials of life, food, fiber, pharmaceuticals, and fuel without being a part of a niche, it really becomes an economy of scale. And that's not our thing. Go to the website and look at the sale results of the Longhorn sale, which took place. The top 15 cows at the Fort Worth Stockyards, which I was sharing with you, happened just a couple of weeks ago. 89 lots averaged $14,774. It's about finding your niche. And there are many opportunities about value-added and niche marketing within the Superior system. Maybe it's a Longhorn. Check out the details of the horn sale at www.superiorlivestock.com. The time is now, my friends, to say thank you to those individuals, the troops, that continue to risk their lives to protect our freedom. There's a group of cattlemen from the Great Plains of America that found a way to say thank you. 250,000 individuals in the past 7 years have been given a handshake, and supplied with a full meal deal, including a one-pound ribeye. The All-American Beef Battalion on the best crusade of our life. Make your contribution and help us, please, at stakesfortroops.com.